Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to the mother greatest.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Let's Chat Sport. My name is Miss Tony, and I got my co-host, Mr. Jazz, joining us shortly. We want to welcome everybody, and thank you for joining us for our second show of the season. I'm just letting Jazz in the door right now. You know, I had to keep the doors locked. Didn't know who would be coming through. How are you?
What's happening, baby? What's going on with you? Look, this is not the Capitol. It's not an insurrection. We're supposed to be here, okay? Just wanted to say that.
All right. I just got to make sure. I got to show the ID, you know, to get that ID
going. Oh, yeah,
going.
No doubt. Absolutely, absolutely. How you doing?
I'm doing well this Tuesday. We had a little bit of snow earlier, but it's all good. That's just to be expected.
Yeah, yeah, it's that time of year.
You
know, it's that time of year. Y'all get it around this time, so it makes sense. Absolutely.
Yeah, I enjoy it. I was in the process of welcoming our guest to Let's Chat Sports. So my name is Tony, and I got the one and only partner in sports in the industry, Mr. Jazz. And we got a lot to talk about tonight, Jazz, before our special guest, Mr. Robert
okay.
Hill, comes into the studio. So
absolutely.
Let's get it popping. So how about this past weekend?
Well, I wanted to say, let me start off this show by first congratulating the coach, the female coach. I forget her name. Her name escapes me. The female coach for the Washington football team. She is now the assistant running backs coach for the Washington football team, first woman ever promoted to this high in the coaching ranks. So I want to send a shout-out to her, long overdue, you know, for people who say women don't follow sports and they have no place in sports. Yeah, that's a that's a misnomer. So
absolutely.
I forget her name, though. Her name escapes me. But I wanted to start off the show with that because that is a big deal. That's a big deal. And she's African-American.
That is a big deal. Oh, that's even better. Well, we definitely got to make sure we shout her out. You know, women, you know, we're making our mark in sports, you know, and not just sports, but throughout all entities in the world. You know, there's some woman that's in some type of power in any avenue that you can look at, you know, and I think it's just due. It's overdue, actually.
Okay, well, her name is Jennifer King. She is the first full-time African-American female assistant running backs coach for the Washington football team.
All right.
Full time.
Congratulations.
Day. That's what's up.
That's exciting.
Yes. So
that's
I send a shout out to her, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's just apropos of what our young girls, as well as our young boys, are seeing in the world today. You know, women stepping into roles for the very first time. So that just continues to be, hopefully it'll become the norm and not the exception, you know, where we are accepted, where we do our best work.
Yes, absolutely. And the fact that it was Ron Rivera who gave her the job just speaks volume about Ron Rivera and, you know, but it's a beautiful thing. So yeah, this weekend was crazy, to say the least.
to say the least is right.
I'll start off by saying I do not agree with the call at the end of the Green Bay game. I mean, they haven't been
mm-hmm.
calling that all game. So to make that call
mm-hmm.
with a minute and some change left was totally. I don't think it should have made the
mm-hmm.
call. But what do you think? What do you think?
Well, you know, there were some plays that even led up to that point that were a little, you know, like head scratching. You know, it really was. It's the fact that they didn't go for the touchdown. You know, they opted for the field goal. So there was quite a few things that led up to that point. And I think the ending was just kind of tantamount to how the game had been played. It was a good game. You know, I mean, I didn't think that it would be the outcome the way it was, but it was a good football weekend.
I mean, it was a great game. I mean, but I would have liked to, because my thing is, you know, I know I've been, for the past couple of days, I've been hearing it was the setup, you know, they made, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was all about Brady getting back to the Super Bowl, you know, the history of Tampa being the first team to ever play the Super Bowl in his home stadium, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's why they made the call. But I would hope and pray
really?
That, yeah, I would hope that
that's not the case.
What happened was, because my thing is, if you don't make the call, then
mm-hmm.
it's not to say that Aaron Rodgers would have led them down the field and they would score. But I would have liked to see Aaron get one last shot at it. To see
exactly.
if he can pull it out.
Exactly. I mean, if you can't do it with Aaron Rodgers, Jazz, who can you do it with? You know,
they defended him pretty well, though. I will say that they defended him pretty well. They did a good job in defending him, but I would have liked to. I don't think that you make that call. You haven't been making that call
right.
all game on both sides.
Right.
But you make it
right.
then. I just think that I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that.
It seemed to me that a lot of air was let out of the players when they chose to do the field goal. I don't know if I was seeing what I wanted to see, but I think the players really wanted to go for it. You know,
I mean, at that point
in the game, it was like the air had been let out of the team.
Yeah, I mean, you're down 8. If you score, it was a fourth down play. If you score, you get the 2 points, you tie. I mean, and I could say, yeah, you know, he played a little safe maybe by going for the field goal, which means that your defense has to stop them and get the ball back. But if you don't make that call, the defense did what they needed to do, which was stop them.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so,
but
I mean,
let's go back a little bit further in the game, Jazz. What about when they chose to do the 2-point conversion? And I just want to say, anyone that's listening to the show, if you're online, press your 1 if you'd like to join in the conversation that Jazz and I are having. We'd be happy to bring you into the clubhouse, the chat room. So press your 1 if you'd like to speak to us or voice your opinion on how you felt the weekend went. But Jazz, back
Absolutely.
To the 2-point conversion. What is your take on that? Instead of them going for the 1-point kick, they chose the 2-point field goal, 2-point conversion.
I guess I feel like at the time, you can go either or. I mean, the fact that they didn't make it, you know, of course, you know, the fact that they didn't make it is highlighted, but it was kind of a, it was going to be a for me, I feel like it was a roll of the dice anyway. If you go for the,
okay.
And remember, even if they go for the, if they kick the if they kick the point after, you know,
mm-hmm.
you're still down. Still down. I mean, if you
but
go for the
3 points that could have been. That's 3 points that could have been.
I agree. Mm-hmm. I mean, either way, you only lost 1 point. But to go from a field goal to a touchdown, that is a 3 to 5 point swing as opposed to a 1 or 2 point swing. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's a bigger swing for me than whether you go for the 2 points or whether you go for the extra point. I mean, I just don't think it has the same. I don't think it carries the same weight for me during the game.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think it carries the same weight, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But now, what did you think about going for the 2 instead of the 1?
I'm not a big proponent of the 2-point conversion. I don't know why. It just, the ones that I have seen have not been successful. I think that's my aversion to it. But
okay. They
had the season on the line, the championship on the line, you know, and a lot of people are questioning that play.
Yeah, there's a few plays game that you can question. I mean, but now, what do you think about the second game? The KC Buffalo game.
Yeah, that's what I was about to see. That was my fun game of the weekend, to see these two young quarterbacks going at it. And I was quite impressed the way the game started, guys, with Buffalo getting on the board as quickly as they did, and they seemed to have a command of the game at the beginning. Would you say they had a pretty good command of the game?
I mean, they did, but
at least
KC,
the first couple of minutes.
Yeah, I mean, one thing about most if you watch football like I watch football, so
mm-hmm.
a team coming out and scoring first, it's, for me, it's not a big deal because once KC understands what you're going to do, now we can make adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what you've been doing, what you did the first drive, we're going to take away the second drive. So you
mm-hmm.
can't, it won't, it looked easy, but if you notice, as easy as it looked, they didn't score again until the second half.
Sure.
And KC made adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
And then Buffalo didn't make any adjustments to offset the adjustments that KC made. And plus,
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day, no matter, and anybody can call, you can email, you can put it on the message board. I don't really care. There's no way
mm-hmm.
and no how anybody in Tampa Bay's secondary can cover Tyreek Hill. Nobody can.
Oh, man. No way. But, you know, you said something quite true. And as you were speaking, Jazz, you know who came to mind, Coach Belichick, because he
Absolutely.
Is the epitome of adjusting the game. You know, he always has an adjustment coming once he sees what's going on the field.
Absolutely.
And I don't think another coach makes that adjustment as often and as easily as Belichick, but we saw it this past Sunday.
Absolutely. I mean, you have to, once you see, the whole point of the game is about mismatches and identifying
mm-hmm.
the mismatches and then exploiting those mismatches. So when Buffalo
mm-hmm.
made their first drive, if you notice, Singletary was involved, Diggs had a catch, Knox had a catch,
mm-hmm.
the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody kind of touched the ball a little bit. just now,
right.
You know, Josh Allen looked good, looked comfortable in the pocket.
He
you know,
did.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next time he got the ball, no passes to Diggs. I think the one thing that the Buffalo did do I don't think they ran the ball enough to keep Kansas City honest. And I think that because they got real pass happy, especially in the second half, which you had to be because, again, I liken Kansas City offense to the St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf, meaning, before people call in and get upset, meaning when they get the ball, they going to score. In order to compete, you must score. If you kick field goals, you're going to lose. If you have 2-3 and outs in a row, you're going to be behind. Because in the next two possessions, they're going to score. And now you become one-dimensional because now you're 2 touchdowns behind and the clock running. So now it's hard to run the ball when you're down 2 touchdowns. Got to throw.
That's true.
Now you're one-dimensional.
That's true.
So I think that, you know, and even when Buffalo had the ball in the first possession of the second half, what'd they do? They did 3 passes. Well, I think 3 or 4 passes. No runs. You got to try to keep them honest. And I don't think the Buffalo did that. But what do you think?
Mm-hmm. But also, Jack, do you think, I mean, I think that I'm having a total mental break. The quarterback, I just feel so comfortable when I know that he's on the field. Patty Holmes. He is like the face of football. You know, there's no worries whether they're down or not or how many they're down, that he will not bring his team back. You know, he does it so effortlessly. He has the weapons and he uses them accordingly. So I love to see him, especially coming from behind.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, but Jazz, before our guests come on, because last week, you know, we got into it so much. We didn't even get to go around the globe on the sports, but
I know, right?
we really never touched on the big three, the new big three. In Brooklyn, with the Brooklyn Nets.
Okay. I mean.
What is your take on the joint, on Harden joining the Nets?
I mean, like, you know, I was talking to my best friend Flam about it. Like I told him, I said, you know, the Nets traded all of their defense for offense.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, you're not outscoring them. You're losing games. You're getting outscored because you don't have the rebounding and you don't have the team defense. So you can put up 120 points a game, but you're going to give up 130 points. So,
Allen put it on them when they played them this week. He showed them what his value was. He looked like he enjoyed doing it. I was shocked that they traded him, though, Jazz. They traded their future away.
Well, you had to, in order to make the trade work, you had to par salary. And to Cleveland's benefit, they had the cap room to absorb not only Allen, but also Prince, who are defensive players. So now, and they plan on keeping them because they can afford them. And you had to give LeVert to Indiana. You had to give up LeVert too. So, again, I think that, you know, I don't, like I said when it happened, I'm not a fan of trade. I'm not. Now, like I said, it gets you over Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm.
But you lose to the Lakers. You play the Lakers in the finals, you're probably getting swept. Without a doubt.
I think so. I mean, everyone is comparing. Everyone is saying that those are the two in the playoffs, in the championship. But and that they would give the Lakers a run for their money. But I just don't see it. The Lakers, they have the offense and they play defense, you know, and they have one of the best players in sports. I'm just gonna put it out there, you know. I respect his game. You can't help but to respect LeBron's game. But it's interesting to see how the Nets are playing with Kyrie coming back.
Well,
you know, I know they lost the.
Go ahead. I just don't like the Kyrie's the odd man out.
I think so too. You know, they were gelling. I know it wasn't that many games between Kyrie coming and Harden playing, but it just had a different feel to it. You know, even though I'm a Knicks fan, you know, I'm a homer. For those that are new to the show, Jazz calls me the homer, and I will always be a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you know, yeah.
It's like the Nets.
Still rocking that Carmelo jersey. Still rocking that Carmelo jersey. It's okay.
Wait. You got a camera in here? No, I'm just kidding. But I don't think a lot of people are saying that the Nets are now the team in New York, and I don't think that's the case. You know, even with the Knicks on their losing years, Jazz. You know, I've said this plenty times before. They have always filled the stadium. And this is my fan hat that I'm wearing right now, not my host hat. Will always be the little brother, no matter if they have the big five. Because it's a mixed town. I don't know if people outside of New York feel that way or realize it, but here in New York, even losing, the Knicks are the team.
I mean,
and you
I'm
know
not,
I have been
I'm,
a Knicks fan since I was knee high. And I'm not going to say how high I am now.
I feel you.
But that's just the case.
Let's be clear. If you take your hat off, you know like I know. Brooklyn is the place to be in New York, not Manhattan. So you can go down to the grungy arena. You can go down to the grungy Madison Square if you like. But if you're hip and happening, you want to be at the Barclays. So let's be clear.
Time out. When was the last time you was at MSG? Brooklyn has the hot jerseys. They got the new arena, but they don't have the city. They don't have New York. And I'm going to peek out from my fan hat and just let you. When was the last time you went to a Knicks game?
I couldn't really afford it when I lived up there. But secondly, you know, I had other stuff to do in New York. So, you know, Knicks game wasn't really high on my list at that point. You know, I just put it down. I just say that.
Okay. Well, you know, I was always at the game courtside, may I add. So I was up close to personal, and they were always sold out. Knicks tickets are the hot
They're
going
to be sold out. I mean, people buy the tickets. They just don't come to the game.
That's not true. That is not true. For someone that's not up here in the New York area, how dare you? Now you see, you get ready to get me riled up.
I'm not. I'm watching games on TV.
And we're not even talking about my Giants. You get ready to get me riled up.
I ain't gonna do that. Ain't nothing to talk about with the Giants. So ain't no use. You know,
we haven't covered that topic yet. So don't get me going.
But yeah, I mean, but I didn't like the Harden trade. Like I said, I didn't like the Harden trade. I mean, I could have did without it. I think that they was fine without it. Like I said, I just don't think that. I think that they made the trade so they can assure themselves of beating Milwaukee. But I think that, you know, Milwaukee shouldn't be the goal. The goal should be to beat the Lakers. And let's be clear, if anybody follows basketball, then you know that the two things that the Nets don't have to beat the Lakers are the two things that you need, which is rebounding and defense. And they don't, and the Lakers got size. They don't have size. So
Yeah, that's, they definitely have size.
Yeah, so that's
what they gonna do with Davis? What can they possibly do with Davis?
I mean, besides Davis, what are you going to do with Marc Gasol? What are you going to do with Paul Gasol? Because remember, Paul Gasol came back. What are you going to do with – I mean, there's a plethora of problems. Who's going to cover LeBron? There's a plethora of problems.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
They'll make it. I don't think that they go very far. Like I said, they probably get swept if they play the Lakers. So now I know a lot of people are going to – you know, they don't – I know a lot of people don't agree with me, and that's fine. And if it happens, then – we'll see who actually is correct in their opinion, but I just think that right now it's not even a – it wouldn't even be close. It wouldn't even be close.
I have to agree. I don't see them – I don't know if it would be a four-game sweep, maybe five games, but I don't see them beating the Lakers. I just don't. Not with what they have right now. So that would be interesting, but I'm not a fan of James Harden. I'm just not. But how are you going to have three players that have to have the ball in their hands and win the
pretty
championship?
Much.
How do you?
Pretty much. Yeah, I don't know how you do that either.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that.
But I think the most comparable would be KD. You know, I think he is more of the headliner of the three. Still that he's the better player of the three.
I mean, I agree with that, but you also
sound like you may not agree.
Well, no, I'm not. It's not that. I'm not struggling with that. I'm struggling with the fact that right now, the most durable out of the three is James Harden. That kind of works.
Durable, you say?
Yes, because remember, KD is coming off the Achilles. And Kyrie is coming off the knee, he can't play back to back. So Harden is the most durable out of the three of them. That worries me. Because, you know, we've all seen Harden, you know, disappear in games.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. You know, I don't feel that he's the most reliable in those games that matter. You know, we have seen him check out in previous games that mattered. And not just that, Kyrie has a tendency to just disappear. You know, I think the most reliable is KD. Even though he can't play many back-to-back games. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, absolutely correct. I mean, you put Kyrie, you mean, and no disrespect to Kyrie. And you know, Kyrie, like I said, I feel like he's the odd man out. And I know that the Nets, they won't trade him because KD and Kyrie was a package deal. But,
right.
You know, I don't know if they can continue to do the three-headed monster after this year. I think that somebody has to be moved, and I think it'll be KD. I mean, I think it'll be Kyrie. I think he'll be the one moved maybe next year. You know, I mean, I think he's on like a two-year deal, so I think that maybe next year they'll probably, you know, let him go ahead and they'll trade him. I don't know who will be a trade partner. For that salary, I don't know about that. You know,
for that contract. Now, Jess, how many games have you seen of the Nets? Have you seen many of their games? I mean, have you been able to see any of them?
Since the trade, I've seen like three of them. You know,
okay,
I watched
now
the
flow
game.
Of the game, right?
Uh huh. Okay.
The flow of the game was just different when it was just Harden and KD. Did you feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the one thing about Harden, I think Harden, he was, you know, even though they say he's still trying to play his way in shape, you know, he's been on the floor more than the three of them by far. He's put in the most minutes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know, when he plays with KD, because they go inside, outside, depending on the team that they're playing, you can get more flow because one thing about Kyrie, I think Kyrie does two things that can upset the flow of offense. One is I think that he dribbles entirely too much. And I think that the second thing is I think that he'll give it up. But even if he gives it up, he expects it back.
Who's so this, Kyrie, you mean?
Kyrie don't want to. Kyrie don't want to give it up. You know, he'll give it up if he has to. But he wants to shoot. He all about shooting.
Right.
And, you know, in his world, you paying me to shoot. You're not paying me to. Mm-hmm. You paying me to shoot or drive and kick. And this year, his shot is not. It's not hitting right now. So, you know, he'll dribble, he'll drive. But when he hits the bench, then Harden becomes Harden becomes the ball handler. Mm-hmm. And because he becomes the ball handler, Harden can share the ball. He can share the ball. Now, I've seen him share it now.
He can.
You know, he can. I've seen him do it. You know, it just depends
it's
on
just
who you want him to share
it
with.
A little bit more. Exactly.
If you ask him to share with KD, he can do that. If you ask him to share with the 10th man off the bench, he ain't doing that. So it depends on who
you
ask him
to
share with. Yeah, that's
exactly.
What you're paying me. So, I mean, I don't think that I would. Like I said, I think that they're going to go into the playoffs, and I think that they're going to do well. Because I think that they have, outside of the Miami Heat, they probably have the most talent as far as player matchups. But like I said, in the playoffs, when it's time to play defense, you're not going to get a whole lot of that. Definitely not.
That's true. We're going to continue this next week. I know we have a special guest tonight, Mr. Robert Hell, friend to the show.
Okay.
So, Robert, if you're in the queue, just press your one and I'll bring you into the chat room. But you're listening to Let's Chat Sports, another channel on the Let's Chat station with Jack and I. We're talking sports every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern. So, we happy for you to join us every Tuesday. And it looks like Mr. Helm has raised his hand. We're going to bring him on into the studio, Jazz. Hey, Robert, how are you?
I'm doing great, Tony. How are you today?
I'm good. It's so good to have you back with us tonight.
Yes, fam. I'm so glad to be there. I'm not sure if there's a delay or not. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah,
we can hear you great. How you
doing?
Excellent. How are you today, sir? And this is Mr.
Doing
Jazz.
Well. What's going on with you?
Yes, it's Mr. Jazz.
Okay. I'm sorry. I got a little bit of a delay, but I'm doing great, my brother. Thank you all for having me on. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being here.
Yes, sir.
So for Robert, all those that may not be familiar with you, just tell us a little bit about you, your brand, and your journey.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, again, thank you for giving me this opportunity. I'm very grateful. And my brand is the All Sports Athletic Apparel. And my goal with that is really to be, I know there's other black, you know, sports brands and things, but I'm hoping to be an international sports apparel company that can give, you know, black athletes and minority athletes an opportunity to work with a company. We're not, you know, obviously as big as Nike or Reebok or anyone like that, but we have ambitions to, you know, be able to be an outlet for sports athletes, you know, on all different levels and create products such as the product that I'm on here today, the All Sports headgear. You know, we want to continue to develop innovative products that facilitate, you know, athletes to give them a greater workout experience. You know, being an athlete, well, should say a past athlete because I'm an old man now, but, you know, I realize there's some things that could always be made a little easier and a little better. And so that's what we aim to do at All Sports Athletic Apparel is to do just that, be innovative in our concepts. And our first innovative product is, as I stated, is the All Sports headgear. And what that is a fashionable fitness head towel. that allows you to, you know, basically do whatever it is, whether you're just walking around the house or if you're at the gym working out, you know, if you're, you know, lifting weights or whatever. A lot of times you need a towel to, you know, try to dry yourself or dry the equipment, things of that nature. And we just created a solution to make that so much easier. You can wear this towel. You can cover your head, your back, your chest, and your neck to help prevent you from, you know, getting sweat and things on the equipment, as well as, you know, getting sweat or, you know, other contaminants from the various equipment that you use on you. And so, it, you know, the time that we're in with the coronavirus pandemic, it's really proven to be an awesome multifunctional towel, I'm just going to say, because people are using it for face masks. There's different ways that you can don it that allows you to use it as a makeshift face mask, or you can use it, at, you know, just like I said, as a towel. Or what I'm using it for, I'm in Michigan, and we just got blasted with, about 8 or 10 inches of snow. And so I like to use it as a, you know, a garment to help keep me warm, because it it literally prevents air from penetrating it. And so, you know, being outside shoveling when the wind is blowing and things like that, it just made all that much easier. And so when I say multifunctional, multipurpose, you know, fashionable, you know, I have different varieties, different materials. And, you know, so you can wear it with your regular clothes. You can wear it with your dress clothes. You know, you can wear it coming out the shower, you know, if you got long hair. You know, I mean, it's all just it's just a host of different things that we thought of, but then so many more that our customers are telling us different ways that they're using it. So I'm sorry I didn't mean to, you know, be so long-winded, but it's
You're
been
fine.
An amazing journey.
No,
thank you. Thank you.
You're fine. You're fine. You know, here on Let's Chat, Robbie, you've been on our show a number of times, but Lisa and I, you know, we talk about a goal moment. You know, what was your goal moment when you came up with this headgear concept?
You know what? I have to say, when I first envisioned it, you know, I tell the story that I was watching YouTube, some basketball highlights on YouTube, and I happened to see Steph Curry, who, from what I learned thereafter, frequently wears towels over his head. So that was the aha moment when I saw him, and I was like, dang, man, what if they had something that was, like, made for that purpose rather than, you know, you trying to make sure a towel put over your head and tuck in your shirt and things. And so that was the, if there was something, what would it look like, you know? And then I grabbed a towel. I was actually lucky to be with a friend who actually also is a fashion designer. He makes, you know, boxing apparel and things like that. And so he was able to, you know, take the idea that I had and make a sample, like literally right then as I was conceiving the idea, I kind of drew it out on an old towel that I had. And, you know, about 20 minutes later, he cut it out and had pinned it all together and so started sewing it together. And, within probably an hour, we had our first, you know, actual prototype. And then once we made the prototype and put it on and was trying it on to see how it looked on each of us, that's when the bell started ringing, if you will, on, you know, what the possibility was for this product, because he's a retired pro boxer as well. And so, you know, he talked about different ways as a boxer. He's like, man, I could use this under my, you know, under my headgear when I'm working out to keep sweat from getting in my eye. You know, he started talking about all the different ways to use it. And for me, I related to the basketball side because I did basketball, football, and track, but more basketball than anything. And I started most of the time, but sometimes I didn't. And so sitting on the bench, you know, you get cold. And sometimes it's hard to get warmed up when you're just getting in the game, that kind of thing. And so it's a great tool for that. And I could go on and on and on because it has all different types of elements engineered into it. It has an opening in the hood for people with long hair. So, you know, if you're a man with locks or a woman with long hair and you're working out and your hair, you know, is kind of a problem to manage or what have you, it's great because you can pull your hair right through it and it keeps your hair nice and tight in a ponytail and it keeps it from, you know, dripping all over your clothes. You know, if you're coming out the shower or out the sauna or anything like that. And so, you know, it's also a compress. I'm sorry, I forgot to mention that. You know, when I talked about the COVID-19 thing, I know when it first started coming about, they were talking about how, you know, people were having fever and chills and things of that nature as side effects of COVID. Well, the Allsport, one of the benefits that we or one of the design aspects that we engineered into it was to have a pouch, you know, located near the cervical and the thoracic area of the spine. basically mm-hmm. between your mm-hmm. shoulders and your neck. And that is put there for you to be able to put heat pads or cold packs. So, you know, if you're working out and shoulders get, you know, sore, you've got a way to get some soothing and relief that way. Or in the case of, like I said, if you had fevers and chills or even a headache, I found that there's, over 15 different medical benefits to just placing a cold pack on your neck. And so, having that aspect engineered into the product, it takes it from a towel into a fitness device, into a sports therapy device, into a, a PPE device. What we're actually getting ready to release this year, actually the next few months, is a PPE version that has a detachable, washable, reusable face mask that is Velcroed onto the device, so you don't actually have to put it around your ears and things. And for me, mm-hmm. that's a problem because my ears hurt a lot when I put those ear strings over my ears for the face mask. And so with the Velcro, mm-hmm. man, you can go in and go out, and you can, if you need to talk, you can unstrap it or uneat it quick, and you never have to worry about not having a face mask. And plus, you can store that inside the pouch when you're not using mm-hmm. it, so you always got a face mm-hmm. mask with you. So, again, that goes into the multifunctional, multi-purpose aspect. Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Mm. So we could do a lot of different things.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm learning new things every day. We started out, again, like I said, with the sports in mind. Then we found out for women, like I said, with long hair coming out the shower, they have a lot of problems, in the morning getting dressed without getting that wet hair all over the place, so they got to tie it up mm-hmm. in those little hair towel things. And this actually works mm-hmm. better than the hair towel because it prevents the water from dripping on your neck. It prevents your hair from dripping on your clothes. It allows you to do everything that you do in the morning, including your makeup. Plus, it acts as a towel, so if you make mistakes with your makeup or you need to dab it off, you can use the All Sports to do that. So it's like combining mm-hmm. a lot of, functions and uses into a very simple device. And so that's how we refer to it. It's simple, yet sophisticated.
So I have a question. Do you have...
Yes.
Are they made from different – are they made from terry cloth? Are they made from different materials?
What I have right now, our current inventory consists of terry cloth versions of the product, but we also have mm-hmm. sampled other types of material just to make sure that it holds up in other types of material. So I also have them in genuine leather. I have them in synthetic leather.
Wow.
I have them in, like, a jersey cloth and then the terry cloth. And so when I applied for the patent for this product, my aim was to give it the ability to be made from any material and any shape and, so on mm-hmm. and so forth. And so so way back at the beginning, that's what we were thinking is how many different types of material could it be made from? Because once we realized, it's a great functional towel, right? It's great for that. You mm-hmm. can wear it above your clothes or below your clothes, turn any shirt or sweatshirt or coat or anything that doesn't have a hood, you can turn it into a hoodie instantly. And so that's another, nice factor, but really it's a product that can go into so many different markets. So it's hard to really kind of line it up mm-hmm. with just one because we're getting feedback from all different, people of different walks of life, different, industries, I just had a few truckers that actually reached out who had bought the product and who have said that, it's an amazing item for truck drivers because, they have to go to the truck stop to take showers and things, and going in and out the building and so forth can be a real, hassle, especially when you're in cold environments or what have you. And so, it's something that they can put on as soon as they come out of the shower. They can wear it around the store or around the truck stop and mm-hmm. all the way back to the vehicle. And so, it's exciting. We call it the all sports headgear, but maybe we should have just called it the all purpose headgear.
Exactly.
So much more than sports. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Robert, listening to you and your passion behind it, I watch a lot of Shark Tank. This is something that I would expect to see on Shark Tank. Please tell me you've been on there and pitched your pitch.
I have to say, I haven't, unfortunately, had the opportunity to uh-huh. pitch it or be on Shark Tank. I do have uh-huh. an interest to do that. But, I'm beyond pitching the product now because, we actually have a thriving business. And what I'm aiming to do now is just to elevate it. I want to give people an opportunity to participate in this experience. This is not where my background is. You know, I come from skilled trades. I'm a licensed general contractor, you know, HVAC. You know, I have, that's my background. And so this is a completely different world and different experience, but it's been amazing. You know, the team that I have that I'm working with, you know, they have been supportive and encouraging in so many ways. And it's just, you know, the experience, I just feel like I actually had someone call me today from, from Australia. And had said that they've been following the product and following, you know, our progress, and how what they have been most taken by is that our company, our success, if you will, has continued to grow in the midst of the pandemic, where many other companies, you know, are not maybe doing that. And, you know, and they were asking, well, how, you know, how have you done that? And I said, well, it's not how have I done it. It's how have my team and I done it. And what my team and I agreed to, like, we were at about the last 28 days of the year, of last year. And we said, you know what? Everybody's planning for what they're going to do next year. Everybody's planning for what they're going to do next year. I said, man, we still got 28 days to do something amazing this year. And my team all set out with that in mind. And, you know, one of my great friends, who now is he is my number one distributor, has taken the product and even elevated it in other ways, because now he's customizing it. You know, we have the product in tie-dye. He's even went as far as turning it into, you know, costumes, you know what I mean? Like adding fur and masks. And it's like it's going to just a crazy place. And, you know, so my aspirations are eventually to get to the point where, you know, we're making these things out of really high quality leather or alligator or fur or anything like that, because it really has a unique fashion element to it. You wouldn't think a towel could make you more fashionable. But I have to be honest, I'm not that, you know, the most handsome person in the world, but when I put that All Sports on, it makes me feel better than I did before I had it on, you know.
Okay.
I'm not going to say I do that for other people, but for me, you know what I'm saying, I feel a little tough with it, you know what I mean? So I'm just saying. So it's a small superhero cape, but nonetheless, it's a superhero cape. So,
that's right.
You know,
need a cape.
I know, that's
everybody right. Need a cape. Hey. That's right. So, hey, that's how I refer to myself, Mr. All Sports Headgear. That's who I've become now. So I'm happy,
nothing wrong with that.
No. But it's been a great journey. And as I said, that's my goal, is to, you know, just keep, you know, making other people aware, especially our people who, you know, might feel like they need an example, or maybe they feel like things can't be done or it's impossible to do things. And in my attitude is, some things might seem impossible, but if you do all you can do every time you have an opportunity to do it, eventually you'll get to the outcome that you're looking for, you know, and that's what I'm aiming for. I'm trying to be, you know, motivated by my team, and I'm trying to motivate my team. And in that, we have been able to push through this pandemic. You know, we're not selling a gazillion units or anything like that, but every single one All Sport that I sell or that my team sells, I get excited, because I want to welcome all Sport users to the All Sports Headgear family, to the All Sports Athletic Apparel family, because that's what I want to do different with my brand. I don't want to be like Nike or Reebok in every way. I just want to have the ability to give people a chance to gain more exposure, to benefit from our products, but more importantly, to create a concept that can be replicated, you know, something that other people who want to, you know, set off into an endeavor of doing something out of their, I'll just say out of my league, because I never envisioned myself doing this. But this product has brought a sense of peace to, you know, to me and to people around me, because, you know, we are in an environment right now where, man, you don't feel like you can do anything. You know, you can't even leave the house.
Right.
So, you know, so doing, you know, yeah, so doing what we're doing, even on the scale that we're doing it on, it's, I feel like it's giving us a little bit of sunshine in the midst of all the clouds, you know.
That's true. I have a question, Robert. You know, I don't know when you've been on our show previous, that I'm a basketball mom. One of my sons has had a ball in his hands from when he was months old all the way through college. And many times I've seen him, he and the players, on the bench with the towels on their head. And with that being said, I know I read your bio, and it said that you went to Baldwin High School.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that Baldwin High School in Long Island?
No, that is not in Long Island. That is in Michigan, Baldwin, Michigan. And if you are familiar with the history of Michigan, Idaho, Michigan is just outside of the town that I went to school with. And that whole community is like 10, 20 miles, you know, diameter. So it's a very tiny community. But it's a close-knit community.
Okay.
It's one of the few communities, actually, it'll blow you away, because what I'm finding now is that I graduated with maybe 20 or 30 people when I graduated high school. And, you know, that's a small class, you know. But when you look at per capita, the number of people who have elevated themselves and have done things more significant than what you would imagine from people coming from one of the poorest communities, not just in Michigan, but in the country, you know, it's a fascinating story, because we've got, you know, coaches that are coaching overseas. We got players who played in the NBA. You know, I mean, Baldwin or Idaho, which is what there's documentaries on it. I mean, it was a place where all of your famous musicians from back in the day, from Motown, you know, all of those places, that's where they used to go vacation. And so it has a very unique heritage in that way. And so I'm actually, I'm really glad to have spent some time, some years there, because the community only has about maybe 3,000 or 4,000 people. And so it's a close-knit community. But you would be shocked, because in the midst of the whole, you know, northern part of Michigan, it's the one community, I won't call it a black community, but there is a significant number of black people in that community. And it's almost like the raisin, you know what I mean, in a bowl of rice, if you will. because you'd just be driving and you wouldn't expect it. And all of a sudden you're like, where did all these black people come from? And, you know, they're from, and what will amaze you is that they're from all over. You know, they're not just like some farmers or something like that, if you will. No, not trying to be rude or anything, but not people who originated necessarily from there. There are people who migrated from the big cities to this really small community. And so after I graduated, I went away to Chicago to go to school, and then but I came back, you know, and so I'm back here in Michigan now. I'm not in the same community. I'm in a different community, but it's that's an amazing story just in itself.
Yeah, because the reason I asked is because here in Long Island, I'm sorry, Jazz, just here in Long Island, we have a Baldwin High School as well, and that's where my kids went to school. So I was wondering, was it the same? What are the coincidences of that? But I wanted to ask you what I started to say was, do you have this product in, like, schools, you know, high school, colleges? You know, these are things like school colors, things like that. You know, like my son, he played ball through college. You know, he was an All-American, played in the All-Star game. So these are things that would get eyes on the product, you know, especially on a stage that big. Do you have this in, like, schools?
You know, like I said earlier, the pandemic has made everything a real challenge. Many schools' budgets have been kind of dwindled away for sports, if you will, or things have been placed on hold because many sports were not taking place, you know. And so to answer your question specifically, no, I don't have it. I actually just found out from one of my best friends, and again, my number one distributor, that we do have one school so far who will be purchasing for their team. And if I'm not mistaken, it would be my home school from Baldwin, if I'm not mistaken. I could be mistaken, but I believe that they will be the first school to have it, which I'm really excited about, because that just makes sense. You know what I mean? If I can, you know, roll it out at a first school, why not the school that I play ball? So that'd be excellent.
Exactly.
But I have, I've been, you know, through this process, I've talked to, you know, a couple of people I got reached out to through LinkedIn that I'm not, it's a school down south, I think maybe Texas or Arizona. They have multiple campuses, and they reached out about buying product during this pandemic, but again, kind of ran into the same hurdle. So that's what I'm hopeful for with doing these types of interviews, is that people will become more familiar with the product, because you know, mm-hmm. so far we've had everybody who's got it has loved it for one reason or another, whether it's the reason why we created it or whatever reason that they found to use it. And so to get it mm-hmm. into any school or college or, you know, even the NBA, that was my hopes and anticipation was one day maybe indirectly I could, you know, because I talk about how I came up with it frequently and how Steph Curry was really kind of like the, you know, he was kind of the motivation, if you will, behind it. And that's so right. I said, maybe mm-hmm. one day he'll hear about it, you know, if I'm on the radio or if it's on the line or something like that, you know, because I unfortunately don't have those kinds of connections, you know, where I could just reach out to athletes. Because after I got married, I stopped playing basketball, you know, and I've been married for 21 years. So now it's like, you know, mm-hmm. I don't really play basketball much. My kids mm-hmm. are not really into sports. So I shoot around, but that's about, you know, all I do. So, you know, so that's why what I'm hoping for today, something like this, you know, sports shows, you know, inventor forums, you know, things of that nature. I'm just trying to get the word out more.
Well, I would like to know, is there a first of all, is there a website where people can find a product, and are you doing direct to consumer sales?
Yes. Yes, the website is allsportsheadgear.com or allsportsathleticapparel.com. So either one of those two will take you to our website. I think the easiest is All Sports Headgear because that's the name of the product as well. But allsportsheadgear.com is where you can go. It's also available on Amazon.com. We just became an official brand now, so we are an official brand on Amazon. As well as we have our storefront there. So, you know, if you're more comfortable with going to Amazon, you can go to Amazon and just type in All Sports Headgear, and it'll pop up, you know, pretty much the first thing you see. It's the only hooded top. It's the only product like it, you know, like it. So you won't find any other, you know, I've looked and looked, you know, for hair towels, head towels, you know, and found that there's, you know, a billion, almost 2 billion searches for head towels. And when you go in and look, they all the exact same thing. And that made me so excited because my head towel is not like any other head towel. Well, let me just say, you won't find any other head towel because there is no other head towel. All Sports Headgear is the original, the number one head towel. And so if you go to our website or if you go to Amazon and you type in All Sports Headgear as one word, that's going to take you to our product.
Okay. Oh, as so one word. Okay, I'm on the site now trying to find it.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because I just learned that, you know, when you type All Sports Headgear as separate words, it's looking for nothing specific. It's just looking for basically all headgears for all sports
helmet.
That exist.
Exactly.
You see what I mean?
That's
and
what
so
I found.
When you,
mm-hmm.
And so when you take out the spaces, because it's a product name. The product name is All Sports Headgear. It's not, you know what I mean? And so I don't know if I shot myself in the foot by doing that, but I know that, yeah, we plan to forge our way with, you know, with this product using that All Sports Headgear word. So
that makes sense.
Okay.
So I'm assuming you have a utility patent.
Yeah, it's pending right now. Our patent is pending right now. And so, so that's why we are, you know, coming out in the capacity that we are, because whether we have a successful patent or not is really irrelevant, because we have right now a finished product on the market
mm-hmm.
available, and that's what my number one focus is. Is the product is the name, and the name is the product, and that's, you know, when you look at our logo, you see that it's just that. It's a logo of basically a picture of the All Sports Headgear. So. That's, you know, we plan on utilizing that to be our image, you know, internationally. So,
Okay. Yeah,
that's
great
awesome.
Logo, by
this
the way.
This is something
absolutely.
That it is. This is something that I know
Thank
my
you.
Son would like, so I'm going to be ordering one for him, Mr. Robert. But it's been exciting
I'm very
to
grateful.
Have you on our show tonight. No problem. We
Excellent.
All got to support
yes.
each other.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, if you just allow me to say one more time that, you know, for any of the listeners who might want to know more about the product, again, the website is allsportsheadgear.com, and I can be reached there. Yep, all one word. And so, you know, if you want to know more information, you can go there. My contact information is there as well.
Okay, and also shout out your media, social media, so they can follow you.
Oh, hey, everywhere you go, allsportsheadgear.com or allsportsheadgear is one word, and you'll find me across pretty much all platforms. So that's YouTube, that's Facebook, that's Twitter, that's Instagram, and we even got a TikTok. So perfect.
You gotta have TikTok.
Yeah, I haven't quite figured out how to use it, but we got it.
I know the feeling. But we thank you so much for joining Jazz and I tonight on Let's Chat Sports. You know, you are always welcome. You don't need an invitation.
Excellent.
You have something new
Absolutely.
You want to put out there, you just let us know. We'll make the show happen. And we so appreciate you and all that you do.
Thank you both, Jazzy and Tony. Y'all have a super 2021, and I plan to have a super 21 well. So y'all be blessed and have a great day.
Be blessed. And
you
remember,
too. Thanks again.
Stay away from Corona.
Ain't that for sure. All right, y'all. Take care.
All right, baby.
All right, you take care of
Bye-bye.
All right. So, Jazz, I so enjoy when he comes on.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yo, I mean, the product is incredible. So,
people are definitely
going to be reaching out to him. Because that product, if you guys haven't seen it go online, it's a wonderful product, and it's definitely worth the price. Definitely.
Absolutely. And I'll post it on my page, and I'll try to post it on Jazz. Y'all know how Jazz is in social media, so I'll tag Jazz in it.
Yes, please. You know, it's not my strong suit. It's not my strong suit. I'm old school. You know.
Well, I'm glad you added the school to that. I'm just saying. See, you're a little slow on there, Jazz. A little delayed.
Yeah, you know.
But we want to thank you guys for joining Jazz and I tonight. And we will be back here next Tuesday at 8 p.m.
Word.
Join us, why don't you? We're going to be talking that talk,
yes.
And we got to go around the globe on those sports. So we only touched upon a little bit tonight. But we will pick it up where we left off. In seven days. So once again, thank you for joining Jazz and I here on Let's Chat Sports. We'll see you in 1 week.
All right.
Tonight.
Thank you, baby. All right. Later.
Yeah.